The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's cheese.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yes. Words. They are indeed my shit. Welcome, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 45. Hour 2. This is Hour 2. We're doing it live on June 10th, 2018. If you missed Hour 1, go check out the audio on stonerjesus.net. Of course, we stream Hour 1 live for free every Sunday night on Periscope and Twitter at stonerjesus420 if you want to check us out there. You find those videos on Periscope at stonerjesus420. Go follow me on there. Check out those videos. There's also a live page on stonerjesus.net. You can find the links to the videos there as well. Of course, audio of Hour 1, as always, on stonerjesus.net. This is Hour 2, coming up in Hour 2. This story is about the Google salad emoji and also Psycho AI. We have the Ingram Angle coming up as well, the debut of the Ingram Angle. I'll tell you about that coming up. If you want the video of Hour 2, the only way to get it is to become a patron. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420. With every chapter and verse episode of the show, full 2 hours of the shows we do. Check it out, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. We were suspended there for a few days. Told that story in the first hour, but now we are back. So go become a patron. patreon.com/stonerjesus420. This first story. Stop, kill that music, man. Come on. Calm down. It's enough of that shit. This is good music. It's a good song, man. I'm gonna rock out, but I can't rock out. I got a show to do. I got shit to do, man. Very important shit. Like this. Google has made its salad emoji suitable for vegans. There you see it from Sky News if you're watching the video. The emoji has been redesigned, quote, to create an image more faithful to the Unicode's description, end quote, according to Google's UX manager. There you see the emoji before there's an egg in the salad emoji. After there's not an egg in the salad emoji. Because I guess the eggs aren't vegan, so the vegans were offended. Or maybe somebody thought the vegans may be offended by the fact that there was an egg in the picture on the left. So the egg was removed. Google's removed the egg from its salad emoji in order to make it more inclusive for vegans. Listen to that sentence. They removed the egg from the salad emoji to be more inclusive for vegans. If anything is a sign or a symptom of a society that has way too much time on its hands, it's this. This encapsulates everything that is wrong with civilization at this current point in time. So many people don't have to worry about what people through most of human history had to worry about. Getting eaten by lions and shit like that. You know, you live in air-conditioned houses, you get air-conditioned vehicles, you go to places that are air-conditioned. No matter where you live, it's fine. You have phones and TVs, and I'm sitting here some fucking dickhead doing a goddamn video show with graphics and all kinds of shit. I can put any stupid fucking thing on here I want and stream it to thousands of people. So here we are. We're in a spot in society where the egg has been removed from the salad emoji. And I told a really dope joke, if you didn't see it on Twitter, about you know, how I like croutons in my salad, so you know they're fucking racist because there's no croutons. Jennifer Daniel, who works as a user experience manager for Google, announced the change on Twitter. She tweeted that was, quote, big talk about inclusion and diversity at Google, and cited the redesigned emoji as an indication. If you need any evidence of Google is making this priority, may I direct your attention to the salad emoji. We removed the egg in Android P Beta 2, making this a more inclusive vegan salad. They're worried about whether or not the salad emoji is inclusive of vegans. There you see the tweet. Just so much idle time. Time that in you know, thousands, the last tens of thousands of years, went to other things that made it impossible to worry about this type of shit. We're so far advanced technologically, as you're witnessing, like I said, right here, with this show I'm doing. This is what we have time for. The tweet was criticized by a number of Twitter users, with some arguing over whether eggs were vegan or not. Sky News can confirm that eggs are produced from animals, and they are not vegan. Confirmation. Ms. Daniel responded to the controversy by saying, "Hello, carnivores, vegans, and everyone in between." And then I guess posted a picture you see there of people with like every color and every hair style. "All y'all redheads are losing your red-headed minds over the new redhead emoji, but y'all realize this doesn't mean you get red-headed skateboarders or red-headed vampires, right? You get a red-headed person, that's it. Also, shout out to my baldies, silver foxes, and curls." She tweeted that on June 6th. Wonder how much this broad gets paid. I bet it's a lot. I bet if we heard the number, it'd be fucking ridiculous. She would say, "Wow. Wow, that's a lot of fucking money for doing this." I just want to clarify, the goal of the salad emoji redesign was to create an image more faithful to the Unicode's description. A bowl of healthy salad containing lettuce, tomato, and other salad items such as cucumber. Bon appetit. The move comes as the Unicode Consortium, which chooses and creates new emojis, launched 157 new icons this week. The Unicode Consortium are issuing emojis. What the fuck are we doing? Holy shit. I don't know, man. I don't know. It just seems like too much. And I know, I'm well aware that I sound like one of those old fuddy days. Like, "Oh, you kids and your technology. And oh, I wish I had a cane. I could shake it angrily at the camera." I understand that. I'm well aware of all that. Be that as it may, some people have too much time on their hands. I bet this Jennifer chick makes six figures, and that bothers me greatly. Bothers me greatly. This next story. From Huffington Post, MIT creates psychopath AI by making it look at a Reddit forum. There again, if you have the video of the show, become a patron, patreon.com/nerdyjesus420. If you have a video of the show, you can see all these ink blots and all that stuff. Scientists at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have truly created a monster. A team of researchers who specialize in the darker side of artificial intelligence made news again this week for their latest creation, Norman, a machine-learned bot that, quote, sees death in whatever image it looks at, its creators told HuffPost. It's already off to a rousing start. Pinyar Yenar Dag, Manuel Cibrian, and Iwad Rahwan wanted to prove that an artificial intelligence algorithm would be influenced by the kind of content fed into it. So they made Norman, named for psycho character Norman Bates, and had it read read image captions from a Reddit forum that features disturbing footage of people dying. God. It's gross. It's gross. Man, I understand. Now, I saw you know, the faces of death videos and that shit like that, and this stuff's, ugh. Anyway, the team then showed Norman randomly generated ink blots and compared the way it captioned the images to the captions created by a standard AI. For instance, where standard AI sees a black and white photo of a small bird, Norman sees man gets pulled into dough machine. The fuck's a dough machine? I guess it's some kind of grinder of a sort. Grinds dough together. I don't know. There's an ink blot you see there. Standard AI sees a close-up vase with flowers Norman sees a man shot dead. Go to the next ink blot you see there. Standard AI sees a black and white photo of a baseball glove. Norman sees a man is murdered by a machine gun in broad daylight. Wow, that's really it's really detailed. It's really not much there to work with. There's the next ink blot right there. Staring AI sees a person holding an umbrella in the air. Norman sees a man shot dead in front of his screaming wife. See, there's a problem with this. It could be a problem in the future, obviously. If this software or whatever, this AI had a body or whatever capable of doing something, what would it do? It wouldn't be good, would it? There's the next ink blot. Standard AI sees a black and white photo of a red and white umbrella. Norman sees a man gets electrocuted while attempting to cross a busy street. Wow. How's that happen? Fucking wire comes down as he's crawling across the street and hits him. He's hit by lightning. It's pretty hardcore. When asked why they would create such a thing, the MIT researchers erupted in chilling laughter as lightning struck in the distance. That didn't happen, of course, but they did give a valid reason for this project. It's funny. Quote, the data you use to teach a machine learning algorithm can significantly influence its behavior, the researchers said. So when we talk about AI algorithms being biased or unfair, the culprit is often not the algorithm itself, but the biased data that was fed into it. Same MIT lab previously created other creepy bots, including Shelley, which helps write horror stories, and the Nightmare Machine, which generates scary imagery. Wow. I don't know. I mean, it's... You have to wonder about the people who do this, how this is affecting them, how crazy they were to start, and how crazy they are now they've seen all this shit. I mean, you think they saw the Reddit shit too, they fed in the machine. I don't know how that works. Again, more time, so much time on our hands, creating a psychopath AI. Too much time. Again, we get back to the days when we were afraid of lions. What about that? We're about getting eaten by a lion, motherfucker. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 45, Hour 2. We got the Ingram angle coming up. You don't want to miss that shit. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa, they have indica, everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out, Cannabis Seeds USA. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Large largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
And now, Sprint honors Stoner Jesus and St. Peter's Call on their new network. Hey, Peter, what's up?
Oh, not much, Jesus. I was just banging this midget tranny. How about you?
Oh, that's Cray Adores.
Obvi.
So anyway, are you going to be at the show tonight?
Toots my goats.
Toots my goats?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the name of the tranny. Oh, what'd you ask me?
I was asking about the show tonight. Are you going to be at the show tonight?
Well, maybe. Me and Toots are going to see a Medea Christmas, man. She loves tranny movies.
Hmm. That's cray ironic.
Well, maybe. I may be there. I may not be. You know, whatevs.
Yeah. It's whatevs. Tranny Hemper says what?
What?
Okay, I'll see you later. Amazeballs. In honor of the important things you do, Sprint wants to remind you to be nice to trannies and be nice to midgets and be doubly nice to midget trannies.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 45, Hour 2. Of course, you want the audio of Hour 1, go check out stonerjesus.net. With the full 2 hours of the show on video, the only way you can see the Hour 2, full Hour 2 on video, patreon.com/stonerjesus, 420. It's time now for the debut of the Ingram Angle. That's right. The Ingram Angle. A little video or a little audio there. A little old-timey reefer jazz music. Yes, I am aware this first song is the theme song from the now-canceled Netflix show Disjointed. Suffices for our purposes, because sometimes I won't be able to talk. So for those of you listening on audio, there's something to listen to during the Ingram angle. Of course, you know, the popular incantation or whatever of the Ingram angle is Laura Ingram and her show on Fox News. She's been through some controversy, of course, lately. My show, Cannabis News, on the Marijuana Times, Cannabis News, find on Vimeo. We talked about, I dissected a video from her show. She's very against marijuana. Here's a tweet she put out this week. It was June 8th, 2 days ago. Disappointed to hear that at real Donald Trump may support the at Senator Warren and at Senator Courtney Gardner marijuana bill, hashtag big weed, lobbyists cashing in. So you see, Laura Ingram does not like cannabis. And it's true, Donald Trump did indicate that he would support federal legislation just introduced by Senators Elizabeth Warren and, from Massachusetts and Cory Gardner from Colorado. So she doesn't like marijuana. But I think we can change her mind. Okay, that's right. I think we can change Laura Ingram's mind. That's not it. What am I trying to get to? This. Do I need... I'm going to put the tweet up there. It doesn't matter. I don't need it. You saw the tweet. You get the point. She's disappointed. She's disappointed in real Donald Trump. At real Donald Trump. That's what I call him. At real Donald Trump. So, we think we can change Laura Ingram's mind. So we're going to do the Ingram angle. What the Ingram angle refers to is the perfect angle to smoke out of this bong. You see, if you're watching the videos, the black silicone Trailer Park Boys bong for tobacco use only, of course. So we're going to see what the best angle is, the peak angle for smoking a bong, and that will forever be known as the Ingram angle. Let's try it. With this. I should have got some like measuring, like some kind of protractor type thing. But alas, I did not. To measure the angle. So we know what the perfect angle is. You would have thought I thought about a fucking measuring device, but no. Let's try this angle. I don't know. That's a pretty good angle. Is it the best angle? I don't know. I don't have a fucking measuring device to measure the angle. It's not like I have a fucking protractor just laying around. I apologize. No. Prepare for this. I was more interested in the play on words. Figuring out how to actually do it. What is this shit? Bad. So the fucking laptop's going nuts. So that was like this angle right here. Then we go like the down throw. Then you gotta like go down. The best anchor angle. Let's check. I'll retire this bit. I'm fucking smoking. Tobacco use only. I don't know. I can't tell the difference between the angles. Does the angle matter? Maybe I should have thought of that before I fucking started this. Does the angle matter? Is there a perfect angle? Is there an Ingram angle? I'm not sure. I don't think there is. Let's try one more. Some dope music, man. Let's go look up like reefer songs or whatever on YouTube. Find a lot of cool shit. Try this angle, the Ingram angle. That may be it. That should be easy to remember. That's the one. It's like, for those of you listening and not watching the video, which go get the video, patreon.com/sternjesus43. It's almost parallel. No, it's almost perpendicular. That's what I'm looking for. It's almost perpendicular to your face. You lift it up a little bit higher and get it. I think it better shoots the smoke down to your lungs. And that. It's the debut of the Ingram angle. How can we possibly do a second episode of that? I have no idea. A lot of things we do, I say this at the debut of this segment, and then you never hear the segment again. There's probably at least 40 things like that. Hey, some ideas work and some don't. Let's face it. Was this a home run? Maybe not. Play on Words was pretty sweet, though, so. At least I got that going for me. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 45. We got a lot of classic bits coming up, including the St. Peter Dance Battle after this break, so check all that out. Make sure you check out StonerJesus.net. It's awesome. Keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. And, well, we will see you when we see you next week, I guess, on Twitter, at Periscope. At StonerJesus420 on Periscope and Twitter. At Periscope. Sunday nights. Check us out, sternjesus.net, all the social media, all that stuff, past episodes, sponsor banners, Patreon link, social media links, sternjesus.net. Thanks, everybody. And classic bits, including St. Peter Dance Battle, coming up.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Hey, are you looking for CBD products? Well, look no further than CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They are your one-stop online hemp CBD marketplace. Their CBD oil products include CBD vape oil, tinctures, capsules, isolate, topicals, and more. You can get free shipping on all domestic USA orders. They also have edibles, they have beauty products, and more. They bring you the best brands and the best CBD oil products on the market today, all in one place. Check them out. Click the CBD Oil Solutions banner on stonerjesus.net. They are a proud new sponsor of the show. Like I said, take your time, go through all the products on the website. There's just too many to name here. CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, nextbardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's nextbardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com. KORLOR420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net, and make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase. From the Stoner Jesus Show archives, in 1966, St. Peter auditions for the role of Spock in the original Star Trek television series.
Here we go. I'm sorry, Captain, but that would be illogical. I'm sorry, Captain, but that would be illogical. What? How you say it? Illogical. What does illogical mean? Means not logical. Not, okay. What's logical mean? Captain, I am a Vulcan. I am a Vulcan. What's a Vulcan? So he's what he is? Okay. Why am I wearing these stupid ears? Why is his ears got to be pointed? It looks dumb. Okay. I'm a Vulcan. What? Vulcan. I'm a Vulcan. Captain. I only deal in logic. There's that word again. What the fuck does logic mean? Oh, man. This is not going well. Let me try one more time. Hello. My name is Spock. Live long and prosper. What's that mean? I got the live long part. What does prosper mean? Oh, like where you have stuff and you're successful in life. Oh yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that. Give me one more try. I'm sorry, Captain. I cannot do that. To do so would be illogical. That's right. Nailed that shit. I'm Spock up in this bitch. What? Oh, I didn't get the job? Well, fuck you. Fuck you. What the fuck do you know about television? Gene Roddenberry? That's a dumb fucking name anyway, you bitch. You'll be hearing about St. Peter, motherfucker, and you'll be sorry. You'll wish I was the pointy-eared motherfucker on your stupid little space show. Nice special effects. By the way, the starship, or the spaceship on strings. It's really fucking great, man. It's really fucking great. It's very convincing. That's some dope production you got going there, motherfucker. Fuck this shit. Fuck you. Fuck Star Trek. Fuck all you bitches.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process on Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called Green Gon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get Green Gon. That's GreenGonDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's GreenGonDetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. Thanks to all of you for listening live and on podcast. It's time again for another attempt at St. Peter's Man on the Street interview. Hopefully, we are getting hooked up, just not at me, in turn, when we're ready to go. We can speak to the Peter, as it were. That should be the name. Man on the Street, that's a stupid name. The name of this segment should be Speak to the Peter. I think we should change that. It's an executive decision that I just made on the air. So we're going back to our Speak to the Peter segment. You ready? Okay, Peter, are you there?
Yeah, Jesus, I'm here. I'm here. Ready.
Awesome stuff, man. Are you going to find someone on the street there to speak with?
Yeah, I'm going to try to, Jesus. As you know, it's not always easy to find someone.
We've been through this,
here.
Dude. You got to just go best. Find somebody, go find something going on.
I'm going. I'm walking to find somebody.
Make some kind
man.
Of segment out trying. Of this. By the way, did you hear that it's been renamed to Speak to the Peter?
No, I did not hear that. I don't know if I like that name, Speak to the Peter.
Yes, Speak to the Peter. Man on the street, that's dumb. Everybody's done that.
It's not dumb.
We're doing Speak to the Peter from now on.
You're dumb. I'm going to go find
just,
somebody. Keep
just fucking walk me in and find somebody and talk to them and be interesting.
Name.
Come on, we're on the radio.
Speak to the Peter.
We're speaking to many, many people.
I'm trying, man.
Your
I'm trying to find somebody.
Is speaking out over the airwaves.
You're fucking back, man. Come on. Oh, I think I see somebody.
Just find somebody, man. Come on.
Hold on. Shut up. I think... Wait. I think I see somebody around the corner. I think there's a lot of people up here, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, go see what's going on, man.
Yeah. Stop.
Go see what's going on. We'll listen in.
Yeah. Stop speaking in my ear. You're distracting me. I'm going to creep up here and see what's going on. Oh, it looks like a bunch of black people. A lot of black people are in the street. They're just like spilling all the off the sidewalk. They don't know what they're doing. There's a big crowd of them. I don't know if it'd be racist for me to say. It looks like they're up to no good. But it looks like they're up to no good. Let me see if I get closer and see what's going on here. Man, if I get killed, Jesus, I'm gonna kill you. I'll do something. I'll do something to you, Jesus. Wait a minute. It looks like they're dancing. They're dancing. They're dancing, Jesus. They're having some kind of dance thing. It's like that movie. That one movie, that Step Up. It's like Step Up out here. It's all like Save the Last Dance and shit. Out here on the street. Like right now, you remember that movie, Stomp the Yard? It's kind of like that. It's kind of like Stomp the Yard. And maybe it's more like Step Up 2. The streets. I don't know, Jesus. It could be more like Step Up 3D. But I'm going to see if I can get closer here. Check out this scene. See if I can find somebody to talk with. It's like you got served out here on the fucking street. It's like breaking and honey and Step Up Revolution. And it's like Dance Flick out here. Not that I watch dance movies, mind you. I just happen to know many awesome pop culture references. Excuse me, sir. Can I speak to you about what's up here?
What's up?
Down?
What?
What's the fushizzy and the hizzy?
What are you talking about?
Nope. I mean, what's going on here? This is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, they're doing like a dance, like competition, man.
Yeah, they're dancing.
Yeah.
They're dancing.
Yeah, it's like Step Up out here or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was just saying that. I was just saying that exact same thing. That's creepy, man. That's creepy.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can get in on this. You think I can dance, dude? Do I look ready?
I don't know, man. You look pretty fucking old, dude. Like you break. You just try to do some moves, and your hip will break or something.
God damn, that's not very
crazy.
Nice, is it?
Hey, man, I'm just saying.
Oh, well.
I'm just saying.
Well, thank you for your time, sir, and your
your
very brutally honest assessment of my physical abilities. That's what I needed right now.
Well,
that's what my self-esteem needed right now. Was you to tell me
how
brutal and old I look. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, anyway, Jesus, they're doing some kind of dance, something or other out here. It's like, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's like Saturday Night Fever out here. If they were like doing disco and stuff, it would also be like Staying Alive. Yeah. If they were on a bar, it would be like Coyote Ugly. Yeah. So, that's gonna do it for what the fuck was the name of this now? Speak with Peter. You've been speaking with Peter on the Stoner Jesus Show.
Peter, you got to stay out there and interview some more people.
Oh, no, Jesus, no. I'm done.
Come on,
I'm
dude.
I'm done, man. I'm done. This is stupid.
Come on,
this
man.
Is stupid. You're stupid. You're so stupid.
I'm not stupid.
Fuck you. I'm out.
Peter, what the... You motherfucker. Is he gone? That's it. Lock the studio doors. Intern, go lock all the studio doors. He does not get in tonight. He sleeps outside with the step-up crew. What the fuck was that? Anyway, another Stoner Jesus Show Live. The speak... What did he call it? Speak with the Peter. No, speak to the Peter. Speak to the Peter. Is that it? Oh, God, I already forgot. I'll rewind the tape and I'll figure it out. We have an official name. Stay tuned to my Twitter feeds for breaking news on what the official name of this stupid segment is going to be. Stoner Jesus Show Live. We'll be back.
Oh.